I think we all have times when that comes through very strongly, when we have deep feelings for something. Sunrise, a living shrine. Oof, that goes right straight to my core. Each of us has a very particular and very vital part to play in building the beauty of what that is. Oh, I think of a many-faceted diamond for a moment with its sparkle, with the light shining on it. Each of us, a divine facet. A diamond is strong, too. It cuts as needed. We need to be strong in these days. There are opportunities to go another way and let something fall to the ground. No. Stay in your center focus. Be that living shrine. Serve the one of the highest to the highest. Let that go forth and up, and what comes down is something even more grand to be lived, to be shared amongst one another, and of course, more than anything else, to be shared beyond this place. We aren't here to be in a quiet little valley singing songs and around the fireplace. No. This is a living shrine that draws people. We know each one of us was drawn here. Maybe we didn't know the reason at the time, but as you begin to live as part of this shrine, you begin to see the part you play. I play, we play. The we play together is starting to come into form in a very specific way. These are not sort of times for cringing behind the scene, but coming forth in a way that wants to let other people see what we have to give. Life is precious. Life lived fully is precious. And it also shapes and sculpts and does magical things to artistry. Are we not all artists in one form or another? Yeah. Living beings, living reflections of what is invisible. We get the chance to make it visible. How glorious is that? I'm going to make my time short, so we've got lots of room for more to come.